Day 31, Chapter 27, King Wonderful and Dormant as the Previous Life of a Bodhisattva. Thereupon the Buddha said to the great multitude, innumerable, inconceivable asankalpas ago there lived a Buddha called Cloud, Thunderfield, Star King, Flower Wisdom, the Tathagata, the Arhat, the Sammaksambuddha. His world was called Light of Dormant, the Kalpa in which he lived, gladly seen. Under that Buddha lived a king called Wonderful Adornment. His wife was called Pure Virtue. They had two sons, Pure Store, Pure Eyes by name. The two sons had great supernatural powers, merits, virtues, and wisdom. A long time ago, they had already practiced the way which bodhisattvas should practice. They had already practiced the Dhyana parameter, the Sila parameter, the Kasanti parameter, the Varya parameter, the Dhyana parameter, the Prajna parameter, and the parameter of expediency. They also had already obtained the four states of mind towards all living beings, compassion, loving kindness, joy, and impartiality. They also had already practiced the 37 ways to enlightenment. They had done all this perfectly and clearly. They also had already obtained the samadhis of bodhisattvas, that is, the samadhi for purity, the samadhi for the sun and the stars, the samadhi for pure light, and the samadhi for pure form, the samadhi for pure brightness, and the samadhi for permanent adornment, and the samadhi for the great treasury of the powers and virtues. They had already practiced all these samadhis. Thereupon that Buddha expounded the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, wishing to lead King Wonderful Adornment, also out of his compassion towards all living beings. The two sons, Pure Store and Pure Eyes, came to their mother, joined their 10 fingers and palms together, and said, Mother, go to Cloud Thunderpeel, Star King, Flower Wisdom Buddha. We also will go to attend on him, approach him, make offerings to him, and bow to him, because he is expounding the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma to all gods and men. Hear and receive this sutra. The mother said to them, Yes, I will. But your father believes in heresy. He is deeply attached to the teachings of the Brahmanas. Go and tell him to allow us to go to that Buddha. Pure Store and Pure Eyes joined their 10 fingers and palms together and said to their mother, Oh, we were born in this family attached to wrong views, although we are sons of the King of the Dharma. The mother said to them, Show some wonders to your father out of your compassion towards him. If he sees the wonders, he will have his mind purified and allow us to go to that Buddha. Thereupon the two sons went up to the sky 7 times as high as the Tala tree and displayed various wonders because they were thinking of their father. They walked, stood, sat, and reclined in the sky. Then they issued water from the upper parts of their bodies and fire from the lower parts. Then they issued water from the lower parts of their bodies and fire from the upper parts. Then they became giants large enough to fill the sky, became dwarfs, and became giants again. Then they disappeared from the sky and suddenly appeared on the earth. Then they dived into the earth just as into water and stepped on the surface of the water just as on the earth. Then they went up to the sky and stayed there. By displaying these various wonders, they purified the mind of their father, that is, of the king, and caused him to understand the Dharma by faith. Seeing these wonders displayed by the supernatural powers of his sons, the father had the greatest joy that he'd ever had. He joined his hands together towards his sons, staying in the sky, and said, Who is your teacher? Whose disciples are you? The two sons said, Great King, Cloud Thunderpeel, Star King, Flower Wisdom Buddha, who is now sitting on the seat of the Dharma under the Bodhi tree of the 7 treasures, is expounding the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma to all gods and men of the world. He is our teacher. We are his disciples. The father said to them, I also wish to see your teacher. I will go with you. Thereupon the two sons descended from the sky, came to their mother, joined their hands together with it, and said to her, Our father, the king, has now understood the Dharma by faith. He is now able to aspire for Anuttara Sammaksambuddhi. He did the work of the Buddha for the sake of our father. Mother, allow us to renounce the world and practice the way under that Buddha. Thereupon the two sons, wishing to repeat what they had said, said to their mother in Gathas, Mother, allow us to renounce the world and become Shramanas. It is difficult to see a Buddha. We will follow that Buddha and study. To see a Buddha is as difficult as to see the Udambara flower. To avert a misfortune is also difficult. Allow us to renounce the world. The mother said, I allow you to renounce the world because it is difficult to see a Buddha. Thereupon the father came to them. The two sons said to their parents, Excellent father and mother, Go to Cloud Thunderpeel Star King Flower Wisdom Buddha. See him, make offerings to him, because to see a Buddha is as difficult as to see the Udambara flower, or as for a one-eyed tortoise to find a hole in a floating piece of wood. We accumulated so many merits in our previous existence that we are now able to meet the teachings of the Buddha in this life of ours. Allow us to renounce the world because it is difficult to see a Buddha, and also because it is difficult to have such a good opportunity as this to see him. Thereupon the 84,000 people in the harem of King Wonderful Adornment became able to keep the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma. Pure Eyes Bodhisattva had already practiced the samadhi for the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma for a long time. Pure Store Bodhisattva had already practiced the samadhi for the release from evil regions in order to release all living beings from evil regions for many hundreds of thousands of billions of kalpas. Now the queen practiced the samadhi for the assembly of Buddhas and understood the treasury of their hidden core. The two sons led their father by these expedients and caused him to understand the teachings of the Buddha by faith and to wish to act according to those teachings. Thereupon King Wonderful Adornment, Queen Pure Virtue, and their two sons came to that Buddha. The king was accompanied by his ministers and attendants, the queen by her ladies and attendants, and their two sons by 42,000 men. They worshipped the feet of the Buddha with their heads, walked around him, round the Buddha three times, retired, and stood to one side. Thereupon the Buddha expounded the Dharma to the king, showed him the way, taught him, benefited him, and caused him to rejoice. The king had great joy. The king and queen took off their necklaces and pearls worth hundreds of thousands and strewed the necklaces to the Buddha. The necklaces flew up to the sky seven times as high as the Tala tree and changed into jeweled platforms. Equipped with four pillars, on the platforms was a couch of great treasures, and thousands of millions of heavenly garments were spread on the couch. The Buddha went up and sat cross-legged on the couch, and amid a great rays of light, King Wonderful Adornment thought, "The Buddha is exceptional. He is exceedingly handsome. He has the most wonderful form." Thereupon Cloud Thunderpeel Star King Flower Wisdom Buddha said to the four kinds of devotees, "Do you see this King Wonderful Adornment standing before me with his hands joined together or not? This king will become a bhikkhu under me, strenuously study and practice the various ways to the enlightenment of the Buddha, and then become a Buddha called Salutary King in a world called Great Light, in a kalpa called Great Height King. Salutary King Buddha will be accompanied by innumerable bodhisattvas and shravakas. The ground of his world will be even. King Wonderful Adornment will have these merits." Thereupon the king abdicated from the throne in favor of his younger brother and renounced the world, and with his wife, two sons, and attendants, practiced the way under that Buddha. After he had renounced the world, the king acted according to the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma, constantly and strenuously for 84,000 years. Then he practiced the samadhi for the adornment of the pure merits. Then he went up to the sky seven times as high as the Tala tree and said to that Buddha, "World honored one, these two sons of mine did the work of the Buddha. They converted me from wrong views by displaying wonders. They caused me to dwell peacefully in your teachings. They caused me to see you. These two sons of mine are my teachers. They appeared in my family in order to benefit me. They inspired the roots of good which I had planted in my previous existence." Thereupon Cloud Thunderpeel Star King Flower Wisdom Buddha said to King Wonderful Adornment, "So it is, so it is, it is just as you say. The good men or women who plant the roots of good will obtain teachers in their successive lives. The teachers will do the work of the Buddha, show the way to them, and teach them, benefit them, and cause them to rejoice, and cause them to enter into the way to Anuttara Sambhak Sambodhi. Great King, know this. A teacher is a great cause of your enlightenment because he sees you and causes you to see a Buddha and aspire for Anuttara Sambhak Sambodhi. Great King, do you see these two sons of yours or not? They made offerings to 6,500,000,000,000,000 Buddhas, that is, as many Buddhas as there are sands of the river Ganges. In their previous existence, they attended on those Buddhas respectfully. They kept the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma under those Buddhas and caused the people of wrong views to have right views out of their compassion towards them. King Wonderful Adornment came down from the sky and said to that Buddha staying in the sky, "World honored one, You are exceedingly exceptional. You have merits and wisdom. Therefore, the fleshy tuft of your head shines bright. Your eyes are long, wide, and deep blue in color. The curls between your eyebrows are as white as the bright moon. Your teeth are white, regular, and bright. Your lips are as red as the beautiful as the fruits of the bimba tree. Thereupon, King Wonderful Adornment, having praised the Buddha for his many hundreds of thousands of millions of merits, including those previously stated, joined his hands together towards the Tathagata, and with all his heart said to the Buddha again, "World Honored One, I have never seen anyone like you before. Your teachings have these inconceivable wonderful merits. The practices performed according to your teachings and precepts are peaceful and pleasant. From today on, I will not act according to my own mind. I will not have wrong views, arrogance, anger, or any other evil thought." Having said this, he bowed to the Buddha and retired. The Buddha said to the great multitude, "What do you think of this? King Wonderful Adornment was no one but Flower Virtue Bodhisattva of today. Queen Pure Virtue was no one but Light Adornment Appearance Bodhisattva, who is now before me. She appeared in that world out of her compassion towards King Wonderful Adornment and his attendants. The two sons were Medicine King Bodhisattva and Medicine Superior Bodhisattva of today. Medicine King Bodhisattva and Medicine Superior Bodhisattva have already obtained those great merits because they planted the roots of virtue under many hundreds of thousands of billions of Buddhas in their previous existence. They obtained those inconceivable merits. All gods and men in the world should bow to those who know the names of these two bodhisattvas." When the Buddha expounded this chapter of King Wonderful Adornment as the previous life of a bodhisattva, 84,000 people released themselves from the dust and dirt of delusions and had their eyes purified enough to see all teachings. Here ends day 31.